This house was featured in Architectural Digest.
Yes, yeah.
And I don't know how many years ago that was.
I think it was in, let's see, we bought the house in 2008. I think it was 2011 or 12, maybe, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
Wonder how many homes in Tulsa have been featured in Architectural Digest, if any.
Thinking about it, I don't know, probably not very many.
No.
Probably, no. I mean, how it happens is you have a connection and, you know, if you're a decorator and you, Paige Rentz was the editor at the point, at that moment. And, you know, you get this relationship with editors of all the magazines and they're always looking for shoots. They need to fill the magazines. And so anyway, somehow it all kind of all happens. And sometimes you have projects and you present it to them also and say, well, I've got this project. It's in North Carolina. It's in Aspen or whatever. And, you know, they look at it and say, oh, yeah, we'd love to do that.
And of course, with David Easton as the name,
yeah.
Your name as well.
More so David than me.
Okay. But they found this unusual that you'd be moving to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then when they came here, they said, wow,
yeah.
More than likely.
Uh-huh.
I was just looking at what they've been writing about this house. Its central core resembles a silo tower.
Mm-hmm.
Inside a design treasure blends their love for antiquities with contemporary sensibilities.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And it says, David believes that architecture should give rhythm to a home. It should be a symphony of design.
Sounds very poetic.
And they've quoted him
mm-hmm.
as saying that.
Yeah.
I think that's interesting. A symphony of design.
Yeah.
And then they said that you pointed to the doorways, their tops accented with antique mirrors or architectural fragments. Maybe you can comment on that.
Yeah. The door heights were nice, but it just kind of to extend them up higher, we just added antiqued mirror above them in panels. And it sort of helps raise the ceiling even more so. I mean, visually, it doesn't do it exactly, but it makes it the room appear a lot taller than it is, I suppose. So,
right. Now,
yeah.
I'm looking at that right now,
yeah.
Right above that doorway.
Yeah, it gives it a little bit more architectural interest, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the marble flooring, Architectural Digest said, and the absence of traditional draperies or other style examples distinguishing their home. So a little bit about that, and then and the flooring and mm-hmm. draperies.
When we bought this, the marble floors were in, and David's first inclination was, let's rip it out, we'll put in old wood flooring. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. I just thought, I can't, I don't want to go through the mess, because I know what that's like. And I thought, no, let's just leave it. And so anyway, now that we left, I love it. I think it's nice. One thing we did change was all the air vents were just metal air vents. And so we had those ripped up and had them done in marble so they were flush with the floor. And it's just a cleaner look. It looks much more finished.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then the absence of traditional draperies.
Yeah. We have curtains upstairs in the bedrooms, but down here, it's just, it makes it all look, just feels cleaner and just a little bit more modern and sleek. Yeah. But the whole house has kind of a clean background that's very kind of clean and modern, but it's, again, filled with, you know, upholstery and antiques and things like that. So it sort of calms all that down, so it isn't so hard-edged.
Right.
Yeah.
You were talking just about the vents.
Mm-hmm.
And you and David did so much remodel and building and all. Did you enjoy the process?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did.
That's part of the journey. You have to enjoy that, don't
you? Oh, yeah. I mean, you kind of look at it, and there's always something that you think, that needs to be fixed, and let's see, how will we fix that so it looks better, you know? So anyway, just funny things. Like the windows in the living room that are on either side of the fireplace, when you first looked at them, they appeared to run up right into the fireplace, and there was nothing on, there wasn't a balanced space on either side of the windows, and then you had the fireplace breast. And anyway, we're looking at it, and David came out one weekend to look at this, and he said, well, we'll just do this on this side, and then it'll all be balanced. And it was, yeah, it was the simplest solution. And it was, at first I was looking at, I don't know how to fix this. And he was just like, no, we'll do that. And I'm like, okay, that works.
But you've said earlier in our interview that David you wondered how many, I asked if David listened to you, you kind of questioned. He did listen to you on the marble floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's funny, I think when we bought it and David was, I think definitely had buyer's remorse. He wondered, why did we do this? And I thought, well, it is done and we're going forward.
And then Architectural Digest talks about your dining room, says the dining room is a welcoming half moon shape. Says Steinmeier finds perfect for entertaining guests. And then also, I want you to comment on that. There's a round 19th century mahogany table. And then you have the English creamware plates placed on brackets. So let's kind of talk about all that.
Oh, okay. Well, it was kind of, it's I don't know, very, not everyone has sort of a half round dining room, and it's just sort of inviting, and a round table is inviting to eat at, much more so than if it's just a long oblong thing. It's just much more gemütlich, as they say. And the creamware set David had bought in London from Colfax and Fowler, and we had it for years and years and years, and it just never had any place for it. And then since all the background here was sort of this kind of cream colored walls, it looks wonderful. And it sort of does the decorating, but it doesn't jump out at you so much, other than it does a lot of decorating, so to speak. So it was fun to have them out finally.
You're right. And they say the most notable change they made was covering the brick walls of the two-story library, and that's...
Yeah, yeah. All that, there was a lot of brick in here. The whole staircase, the silo, was all brick, which, I mean, it was the same color as the outside of the house. And to me, it was just all dark. So if we had brick on the inside, we just covered it and then plastered it over and sheetrocked it up. And then painted it, so to speak, because to me it was just so dark. I just didn't like the brick.
And then the digest says this library is the heart of their home and office, and that's where we are right now. Both contain treasured books, especially Timeless Elegance, The Houses of David Easton. And then the digest says that for Steinmeier and Easton, their home is a perfect setting that encompasses their love for exceptional design and gracious entertaining. Most importantly, reflects their global perspective as world travelers who now love coming home from those travels to Tulsa. And I think we commented on all the things that you brought home from all your...
Here, there, and everywhere.
Do you think there's a country you two had never been to?
We never really did much of South America. David went a couple of times to Colombia, I remember. But never, I very much sad that we didn't go to Brazil or Argentina or Colombia. I've never seen it, just to experience it. So I love to see Rio and see what that looks like. You know, there's a lot of places like that. Obviously we're in Mexico a lot, but just never got to South America, which is, I think, a sad.
Were you traveling? You see, David could have been, I think he was 83, and then 4 years, he could have been, when he was 75, 76, did he still have the adventure spirit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was still wanting to go. Yeah.
So
yeah.
If it had not been for his health issue.
Definitely. Yeah, we would have traveled till he keeled over.
Right.
Because he loved to travel and loved to just see. When he first started, and we went to London a couple of times, and he enjoyed it, but it wasn't, he didn't have the same curiosity that he did, you know, before all that. Because usually, I mean, he did the directing. We're going to go do this, and I just followed along because he knew what it was going to be okay. it'll be great fun. We'll see something wonderful, you know. So
right. And then it says, Steinmeier says, quote, coming home to Tulsa really is full circle. And then the Architectural Digest says, the strategic move was New York City's loss and Tulsa's immense gain. And I would have to say amen to that, that's for sure.
Well, it's nice. I'm so glad we did make the move. It was easy to deal with David out here, and it's home. And all my friends in New York, wherever, say, aren't you going to move back to New York? I said, no, this is it. I'm fine. I can always go back.
Did you ever have some friends in New York who were skeptical and maybe you invited them out, and then they said, "Oh,
oh yeah, yeah." Well, anybody who has come out here from New York, or you know, people who know us, have always been, "Oh my gosh, such a pretty city! It's a nice place. What a wonderful place to be!" So yeah, I think everybody's surprised. It's you know. When they do see it, which is wonderful. So
yeah.
It's funny, there's a lady by the name of Norma Dana, and she's on the Central Park Conservancy and one of the founders of that whole project. And she's 93 at this point. She grew up in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and married a guy by the name of Charlie Dana, who had a lot of money anyway. And we immediately bonded when we went to a friend's house in Greenwich, because she was from Oklahoma and I was from Oklahoma. And she's, I think, almost a little bit of Indian too. I forget which tribe. But I mean, you know, she's an absolutely gorgeous lady and a lady. And anyway, it's so funny. I mean, you know, she ended up her life in New York, but you know, I don't, she wouldn't be back. But anyway, we bonded because we were from Oklahoma. So
yeah, it's a great place to bond. We're both lucky to live here, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.